At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
You good?
I'm good, you?
I'm great, man. No problems.
Good.
Feels better in here. Life is good.
Yeah, the AC's working.
Yeah.
Big shout out to
AC people.
The AC guy. Whoever fixed the AC.
Whatever.
Or God, because maybe it's not as hot today. How are your boys? How's
life? Everybody's good, man.
Everyone's good.
Yep.
Good. Are you excited about... Were we both wearing blue? That's not exactly the same. What is that shirt? Does that say Akron?
It's minor league baseball.
Akron?
The Akron Ducks.
That kind of surprises me a little bit.
I buy, like, you can go, like, so at the beginning of baseball season,
yeah.
If you go to, I think it's MILB or MILB, one of those, if you look it up, minor league baseball, they sell their shirts. At the beginning of the season, you can get them for, like, $10.
Oh, I should have got some storm chasers.
Right. They have them, and they have, like, you know, I like this one just because I thought the Akron Ducks. I have, like, the, I don't know, the Louisiana Crawdaddies or something, like... The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. You know, because they have all those names. So I kind of like this one just as Akron as a duck. So.
Right, I'm going to look for it right now.
But
by the time we come back,
Ohio.
All the storm chasers. That's my thing that surprised me.
I don't know.
I mean, it's not like, it's not red.
It's not an Ohio state.
Right, no, it's not. But still, it is from the state.
From the state of Ohio.
The states, right?
The.
And we say it the mean in a negative way.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You know,
they say one of those challenges on baseball, so I was watching.
I think they do it a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know for sure. I guess we'll see.
It.
But because you can keep your challenges as long as you're correct, presumably if the ump is getting a lot of them wrong, or maybe the batter has a better perspective. I don't know. I think the ump's supposed to because he's right over the plate.
Yeah.
But maybe a batter that has a good eye will be like, yeah, I know that was a ball. Yeah, I know that was a strike. And if they just keep doing that, that's the only thing is would it start to look bad on the umps? if they just keep challenging. Yeah, I know you talked about the scorecard yesterday. Yeah. But
is
they
it just
keep
the
challenging.
Or can the
it's the pitcher,
and
the catcher, or the batter,
challenge?
I think
so.
Those
yeah,
three
right.
players. It has to be
okay.
one of those three, I think, okay. is what they said. So I would assume that it would usually be the batter, and then second most would be the catcher right?
Yeah.
But those would be the two who do it the most, yeah. and then the pitcher. But it could go batter, pitcher, catcher, yeah. I don't know. But I've only seen batters do it so far.
I've seen the pitcher do it.
You yeah. have? Okay, mm-hmm. I've only seen batters do it so far. It's kind of crazy.
Cole Reagan did it.
Oh, you told me that, yeah. and I didn't
oh,
see it.
Oh, that's right. That's when he walked off,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. I was watching stuff about the season opener in Tokyo.
Yeah, it was like at 4 a.m. this morning.
It's
I did not
crazy.
Get up for it.
It's just crazy how much money. So, people who don't know, I think they said, are there four Japanese-American baseball players for the Dodgers? Or maybe it's for the Sox and the Dodgers combined. They were talking about the number of Japanese players who play in the MLB who are, I think, playing in this opening series. But I could okay. be wrong. But the point is, they said the Dodgers have become Japan's team. That they've yeah. adopted the Dodgers as their national team. And so, you know, obviously we know that baseball is really popular in Japan. Mm-hmm. But specifically, they are Dodgers fans. And
well, they got Shohei. Yeah. And then Shohei brought in that pitcher.
Yep.
That pitcher was going to go wherever he wanted. And I guess they used Shohei as kind of like, hey, come here with
yeah.
us.
So that's two. And then maybe there's a couple
more,
guys on
sure.
the other team. I'm not sure. But yeah, they said the Dodgers have been their team. You see all this Dodger stuff. And there were people who flew from California, whatever, to go to Japan, to go to the MLB opener. And they would fly there. They spent all this money on airplane tickets.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have tickets to the game. They were going to try and buy them when they get there.
Right.
People were talking about these tickets costing thousands and thousands
yeah.
of U.S. dollars.
Well, why not?
Yeah. Yes, extreme. Like Super Bowl level for some
for
of these tickets.
Baseball?
Get out of here. It's crazy.
One of the me and my boys try to get a stadium every year, a different one. And Ohtani's first year here for the Angels, we went to a game.
Okay.
And he was there, and I was shocked. I mean, I knew it was a big
was
deal.
Was he, like, already a big deal at
it was
that
a big
point?
Deal coming in, but, you know, when before he got here, it was kind of like, how good is he going to be? Is he going to be Ichiro good? You know what I mean? Some guys come, and they're not as, you know, so how good is he going to be? But I remember we walked in, and, like, man, so many Asian people with Ohtani jerseys on.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the year, like, they were just... And you think about it, because Mike Trout was on the team at that time.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I guess I just thought that everybody would have a Trout, you know, shirt on.
Right.
Like everybody would have a Bobby Witt Jr. shirt on or an Aaron Judge, you know, depending on where you go. And it was, I would say, 70% Ohtani jerseys his first year.
I thought...
You know, just like Ichiro wow. in Seattle yeah, yeah, when we went yeah. there. It was like, you know... I think the Japanese people adopted the Mariners when it was Ichiro.
You said there was a lot of Japanese people at the game you were at?
Yes, ton of them.
A ton of them?
Yeah, in Ohtani stuff.
I thought of you because I saw, as they were doing all this press coverage for the opener, I see a familiar face, a little bit older, but a familiar face. And it's Ken Griffey Jr., and they're talking about Shohei, and he goes, he's the guy.
Yeah.
And they're like, what do you mean by that? He's like, he is the guy that you stop what you're doing and you watch.
Yes.
He's the guy in baseball that if you see him... about to make a play. If you see him walking up, you stop what you're doing.
Well, people
and you
talk
watch
about
him play.
It like
that's a pretty good.
You know, Travis Hunter plays offense and defense, and he's going to get drafted this year. And they're like, is he going to play wide receiver or cornerback for whoever? Is he going to play both? And is he like Shohei Ohtani? And the answer is, we have never seen anything like Shohei Ohtani. And you think about it in the sense of like a defensive back and a wide receiver are kind of. It's the same skill set to a degree. Batting and pitching are almost the opposite skill sets.
Absolutely.
Right? And this guy's going out and he's top five hitter and top five pitcher. And he's like, you know, I can do both. And they're opposite skill sets. I've just mastered them.
I've always been amazed when a pitcher could hit anything, could bunt a ball, and could just get one hit a season.
Right.
I was always shocked. Like, how could you possibly hit? And I know that these guys grow up playing, but, man, if you're a pitcher, you grow up pitching. That's what you were finding.
Well,
if you
right,
made it to the major leagues, you worked on pitching.
Like, of course. Like that. Why they always say, like, why can't pitchers, the greatest pitchers in the world were probably really good hitters in high school. They're just star athletes, right?
Sure.
So they can hit.
That part I get.
But all of a sudden you get to college and like, yeah, you're not hitting. There's no reason for you to do batting practice. Like, you're pitching. You're working on pitching. You're throwing bullpen. That's what you're doing. And then they get to the major leagues. The pitching's better. Like, why can't pitchers hit? Well, because they don't work on it.
Yeah.
You know? And so, but then Ohtani is like, yeah, no, I'll work on both of them. And they're like, well, you know, here's something that's wrong with your game. Last year, like, you know, he doesn't steal a bunch of bases. And he's like, well, okay, I'll work on it. And then he just steals a bunch of bases.
Yeah.
There's a video of that guy getting struck out by, like, a 100-mile-an-hour split-finger fastball. And he looks at, you could see it, and he looks at the pitch, and he looks at the catcher, and he shakes his head like this. The next game, he goes out and throws a split-finger fastball. Not in his repertoire at all before that. But watch somebody else do it to him and was like, that's a good pitch. Why don't I take 3 or 4 days here and just go ahead and master that?
Dude.
Unbelievable.
I'm impressed if somebody can vaguely describe the 15 main pitches in baseball, right? So you able to master that. And you made the argument before that he could be the greatest athlete.
Yes.
Of his sport, of...
I think he could be the greatest.
A century. I mean, and he could, then you make that argument, is he maybe the greatest. And, I mean, you can talk about the GOATs. I know he's still early in his career, but you can talk about the GOATs. But Tom Brady wasn't running out there and catching the ball. No. He wasn't zipping down the field and fighting off a corner and diving to make those one-handed catches.
We've never seen anything like it.
It's craziness. And they won today, right? I think they said yes, they did, because they said Shohei. Shockingly, he got a hit that apparently brought them back. Yeah. So there you go. Baseball is here. It's back. It's there, but it's back, baby.
The Church of Laszlo.
So you guys know a thing or two about music, and you know a thing or two probably about movies and TV. You're aware. You've seen movies. You've seen television.
You're aware that it exists.
Yeah, you're aware that it exists, and you're aware that a lot of times they'll put music in those TV shows in those movies. And I've heard that maybe even that might cost them some money.
Yeah, sure.
I've heard people talking about making movies, and that the hardest part is trying to get the music. They've got their wish list.
Yeah.
Here's all the songs, and like, yeah, no.
There's people who do that for a living.
Yeah. It's, I always thought that sounded like an interesting job.
A friend of mine does it.
Does he like it?
Sometimes they know what they want, but then they hire someone like her to be like, hey, this is the movie, this is the thing, this is the scene. What would go?
That's what I'm talking about. That sounds like a cool job.
Sometimes it's just somebody.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just so. Like, you can put stuff together, like, when Nick first got his show, I put him together with the Imagine Dragons, Fox Sports with Imagine Dragons for that song, whatever it was, like, first things first, right? But apparently, they got together and did it all, and if I'm correct, Nick came back and said it didn't work out because Imagine Dragons won $1 million
It's expensive.
It. Right.
And that's where those people a lot of times will come in and say, all right, you wanted Zeppelin. What if I got you? And then boop. And for a lot of indie filmmakers, they really can't afford that music. So the downside is they don't get the music that they dreamed of putting in this in their life. But sometimes we get exposed to cool new artists, and it's a great chance for artists to get exposure. I mean, now it's one of the... Probably the ways you've managed bands before, they dream for a chance, I got to assume, to be in a Netflix series, to be in a movie, to have their music played, even if it's at the end credits. Because myself personally, if I go and look at my Shazam history, it's all stuff from end credits that I heard somewhere on the show. I'm like, hey, what is that? What is that? Do I not? Oh, okay, Salt and Pepper. So what songs do you think are the most used in TV and movies? They don't do them separately. They say, these are the artists and songs. These are the songs that have been used the most in film and TV, and they actually combine them. It's this many total, TV and film. It's this many total. So,
well, it ain't the Beastie Boys.
No, we know that they famously said no thanks to that. They've been in a couple of, like, charitable ads, like Girls in Science and stuff
like
that.
The White Stripes never did, but Jack White does a lot.
Yeah.
I hear his stuff. Yeah, I hear his stuff.
White Stripes did one time for Napoleon Dynamite, I think.
But if you try and think about just songs that you hear a lot, it is not as easy as I would think, because I was like, all right, those would be easy. Let me think about it. What is it, like Stairway to Heaven? Well, no, wait, that's not actually probably in a lot of movies. And you start trying to, I'm like, a Sweet Home Alabama, maybe? Like, that's in a lot of stuff, isn't it? Oh, maybe it's not. I don't know.
Yeah.
So these are the ones that they say, at least. And where did I find this? It's some stat website. It's called Stat Significant. I've never been to this website before. I thought it was interesting. So these are the songs that are in TV and movies the most. Fix You by Coldplay was on the list.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
You just got to imagine.
Every rom-com.
You already know the moment of the scene.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. You just saw it. You saw how the camera panned away.
That song's just
And then someone's upset. Yeah. Fade Into You, Mazzy Star.
That's true.
Mazzy Star is one of those artists who you know, that song probably wasn't a huge radio hit at the time, but that song has been used in so many shows and movies over the years that I got to think it probably made some people some money, right?
Oh, I would think so.
Because I think if you want it now in a movie, you still got to pay a decent chunk of change for it. I don't know how all that works.
There's a set price for it, and how many? There's like a mechanical license, and then there's a Harry Fox agency.
Yeah.
Ask ChatGPT how it works. But put in those things, be like, how does it work? So it's like, how many people do you expect to see it? How, there's a formula. How high did it get on the charts? That type of thing. And then you pay based on that.
And is there backup?
Unless
stuff?
The artist.
Like yeah, there could be, or the well. Artist can say, I don't want you to. So, but, you know, I think like there is a set kind of formula. And then after so many years, I don't think the artist can say you can't anymore. It becomes public domain to some degree.
Well, the artist, if they own the publishing, I know sometimes will say, we know you can't afford it. You can use it.
Right.
That's the thing I hear a lot is they don't have the money that it would normally cost to get an Elton John song. So Elton John says, you know what? I liked it. You can use the song. So you hope for that. But for something like Mazzy Star Fading View, I would think if I was in that group, I'm like, hey, you're paying us every time. No freebies. This is how we make our money because we're one of the top 10 most used songs in TVs and movies.
Wayne's World. Where
right.
the guy wanted to use 18 or whatever, and the manager
Chef Gordon.
And he came in with Alice Cooper.
Yeah.
And they were like, all right, so we're going to do 18. He's like, no, we're doing the new single.
And
Mike Myers like, you're not doing it. He's like, oh, yeah, we are.
Yeah. Well, in Wayne's World, what they wanted too, the famous scene where they're singing Bohemian Rhapsody, the producers were like, we're not using that song. It doesn't work. It costs too much money, and Guns N' Roses is a way more popular. So I think they wanted to do Sweet Child of Mine, and Mike Myers threw this fit. Like, I did not write this to be GNR.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to do this. And he claims in interviews, I've heard him say that that's where he developed this reputation of being difficult.
Right.
Because in that moment, they're like, who do you think you are? This is your first real movie.
The Stairway bit, they couldn't get Stairway.
Yeah.
And that's where it's the Access Denied or whatever.
Yep. And then, the Alice Cooper thing, he does Feed My Frankenstein, where you're like, okay, well.
He's like, I know you want to
use the only reason I know that song.
And basically, it was like, you can use 18 or whatever in the credits.
Yeah.
But he's playing that song right now.
Yeah. Here's one that's interesting. Again, these are top 10 songs. Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba. I Get Knocked Down, But I Get Up Again. I can see that being in a lot of
rom-com
stuff.
Too.
Yeah, it's just shocking that it's top 10. That's what I'm saying. This is harder than I would have thought. I wouldn't have been able to guess many of these. Walking on Sunshine, Katrina and the Waves. Okay, sure.
Yeah,
I've heard that in a ton of things over the years. Let's Get It On, Marvin Gaye.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
You can use it in comedies. You can use it, you know, like in rom-coms. You know.
Yeah.
What is this? The Marvin Gaye song in Good Will Hunting. I think it's Let's Get It On when they see the dudes.
Good Will Hunting.
And they jump out of the car to fight them. It cuts into a Marvin Gaye song.
Does it? Okay.
Yeah. I just watched it last week.
Yeah. Remember?
I watched it last year.
Matt Damon's like, hold on. He jumps out of the car and punches that guy.
Yeah.
I think it's Marvin Gaye. It's Let's Get It On or...
It wasn't Let's Get It On. It's...
Well, you can look it up.
It's a Marvin Gaye song for sure.
Well, Let's Get It On makes sense. I've definitely heard it plenty of times. So I guess I'm not shocked that it's in the top 10. Now, the three most... played songs in movies and TV. At Last by Etta James. Okay, I could see that being used a lot, but it's the third most. They say 49 film and TV appearances.
Okay.
That's a lot. Push It, Salt and Pepper, number two. How does that... Ooh, Push It. That's the second most popular song in movies and TV?
It's gotta be.
How is that possible?
Will Ferrell movie when he's in a bar, I'm guessing.
I guess.
It sounds like that he would be listening to that.
But, number one, while I went, I was not surprised, I went, of course. And I don't know if you guys would possibly have any guesses. I need to narrow it down
Vietnam
a bit. Probably
movies, Creedence Clearwater.
You'd think CCR or something, right?
That CCR, stuff is used.
Buffalo.
Doors.
All those artists that are used in the 60s themed movies and Vietnam themed movies.
You
but
have
I guess
to play
there's not
Creedence,
enough of
there's
them.
A Vietnam scene. Like you just
if you flash back to the 60s on a sitcom, then it's like you expect to hear Bad Moon Rising or something from CCR.
I'm going to say Delamitri.
Ooh, nice. Okay. Snow Cone, any guesses in there?
I mean,
didn't they do the Friends one? Delamitri, isn't
it? I guess
to me or whatever.
What are they called? What was it? What was the name of that song?
I don't remember. I just know it from Friends.
Was that Delamitri?
I think maybe.
I thought it was L something. I don't know.
Yeah, L7?
No, not L7. No, I don't know what they're called, so it doesn't matter. I know that they only had the one song. By the way, you think they made a ton of money off that? Because that's an example of probably an artist that said...
Delamitri, you're best known for the song Nothing Ever Happens.
Oh, well, then it's not them. Sorry.
Well, whoever did the Friends song, I'm sure they thought...
Damn it, I'll find it.
I'm sure there. I could see that being a situation where the network's like, "You're nobody. We're not paying you much."
That's the Rembrandts.
And so then you Rembrandts. Okay, but then do you hopefully work out something in the deal that says, "Yeah, but if this gets played in syndication, you're going to pay us every time." Because remember when they did, and I know this has happened other times. Other people have talked about seeing it in other places, but I specifically saw it in the Wonder Years when it was on Netflix. They put the Wonder Years on Netflix, and suddenly Joe Cocker is not singing the intro anymore.
I was like, who's like
a karaoke, and it's because the way that contract worked, it didn't work, I guess, for syndication on the internet. He wrote something where you could put it in syndication if it, you know, aired on TV.
There's been a lot of argument
about that
with artists,
it's not in the contract.
Too.
Yeah, because it's now streaming technically. Mm-hmm. The number one song used the most.
Montel Jordan.
It's not surprising, is it? I mean, what is it not in? Probably the Nutty Professor. I don't know. It's in so many things, though. Anytime they walk into a club in a sitcom, I feel like you start hearing Montel Jordan. You usually just hear that part. This is how we do it.
Right, I would,
and then it might start to fade out, but you hear it a ton.
Yeah.
Hear it a ton. And, come on. I mean, that's not really necessarily my genre, but it's a pretty good song. Pretty good song. Would you not agree?
I don't know.
Come on.
I would not agree.
It's a pretty good song.
The Church. The Church of Laszlo.
KYW News Radio and Deborah Heart and Lung Center team up to discuss diagnosing and treating valvular heart disease and the exciting future in the heart valve research space. Here's Rasa Kay.
It can be alarming to learn that one of the four valves in your heart has begun to stick or leak, disrupting blood flow through it. It may cause few, if any, symptoms and take years to progress, but interventional cardiologist Dr. Mohammad Raza says it's vital to catch it early.
Let's say it's mitral valve disease. The job of the mitral valve is to make sure blood is not leaking backwards. It's going forward. The left bottom chamber of the heart, which is the main pumping chamber, is pumping blood. But when the mitral valve is leaking, there's a lot more blood coming back and forth. The left bottom chamber of the heart has to work harder and harder and harder over months to years and is more likely to have more damage and fail compared to if it's a little bit of leak.
Learn more at DeborahHealthReport.com.
New Jersey's only heart, lung, and vascular specialty hospital, Deborah Heart and Lung Center. When it's your heart, demand Deborah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Leewood, it's time to turn heads, drop jaws, and feel unstoppable. Beaumont Health and Wellness brings you award-winning weight loss, hormone therapy, and advanced beauty treatments like body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Sign up for our weight loss shots and get your first week free. Plus, receive a free body composition analysis and a free B12 shot to fire up your metabolism. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Spots are limited. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at Beaumont Health KS.
What does it take to change the course of lung disease? It takes groundbreaking research in pursuit of new therapies. It takes the world's leading experts in complex pulmonary conditions focused on restoring patients' quality of life. It takes visionaries to improve treatment options for even the most advanced disease. To lead lung care forward across our region and the world, it takes Temple Health.
Start your new career with H&K Group Incorporated. H&K Group wants to offer you the opportunity to be part of the industry leader. 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. Visit hkgroup.com and apply today. H&K Group does not discriminate. Experience more with H&K.